It's Two Brain Radio. Every week, we'll deliver top-shelf tactics to help you improve your fitness business and move you closer to wealth. And now, here's your host, the most interesting man in fitness, Chris Cooper.
This episode is brought to you by Healthy Steps Nutrition. I first met Nicole over a year ago when one of my favorite CrossFit affiliates introduced me to her because Nicole was helping them, Sam Brumenshankle at CrossFit Port Orange, start a nutrition program in her box. And that conversation turned into something larger. A year later, Nicole has a fantastic bolt-on nutrition program that you can add to your box anywhere in the world. So if you're thinking, I need to start presenting better nutrition information to my clients, or I need a new revenue stream, or I want to know more about nutrition, but I don't know where to get started, Healthy Steps has that. What they're going to do is put you or one of your coaches, even better, through a course, get them qualified to start teaching nutrition. Then they're going to add you to a private Facebook group. They're going to give you a rollout so that you can do a nutrition challenge at your gym, which more than pays for the cost of enrolling them in the course, and then provide an ongoing mentorship program for your nutrition program so that you can continue to run things for your clients, like a nutrition accountability plan every month, like we do at Catalyst. Nicole is a fantastic person, and after launching Healthy Steps Nutrition online, she actually opened up her own box. She's working with some massive clients, including some big, big school boards across the country now, and she's in a great position to actually change people's lives with nutrition. You can be a conduit for that. Your clients need nutrition advice and counseling. Healthy Steps is the best possible solution to this. It's bolt-on. You can take a coach who's passionate about nutrition and give them the help they need to start a program overseen by a registered dietitian, Nicole Marchand. Healthy Steps Nutrition is a proud sponsor of Two Brain, and I am so glad to have them. Nicole will be speaking at our summit in Chicago, June 3rd and 4th this year. You do not want to miss her.
All right, guys. So today we're talking about boot camps, about offering non-CrossFit type class in a CrossFit gym. We are going to start with Ryan. Ryan, tell us a little bit about CrossFit Eternal.
Let's see. So CrossFit Eternal was founded back in 2009 by a guy named Josh Elmore. He was big on CrossFit Media Team. I believe you've met him way back in the day. So I got into CrossFit after football, played in college. Once I got done, I was looking for something, found CrossFit. I coached at CrossFit Eternal for about 2 years. I got big into Olympic weightlifting. And then once I got big into Olympic weightlifting, I started doing Olympic weightlifting classes. And then Josh decided he wanted to pursue a different avenue. And so he approached me about purchasing the gym. I've owned the gym for about 3 years now. We've doubled in space over the past year, and we've added about 3 or 4 new programs over the last year or so. We've done a lot of new things over the past couple of years now.
That's fantastic. Sherman, tell us a little bit about Dynasty.
Dynasty CrossFit, we started around 2011, but we were unaffiliated. We were one of those guys back then in the garage, trying to figure it out. And start up in the garage, and we actually affiliated rather quickly. It's probably 6 months that we were doing quote-unquote CrossFit before we affiliated, but we figured out that was, a great move for us. And then slowly but surely, we just kept growing and growing, sort of figuring things out. And sort of where we are today has been a slow, great process. We look back on stuff now and realize that we've been in the game for a little while, but when you're sort of in the game, you don't realize the amount of work that you have to put in to come up with, various programs and stuff like that. So yeah, Dynasty CrossFit, we're here in Gainesville, Florida. Me and my wife own it together, and we're enjoying it.
Fantastic. And you guys just came back from a 10-day vacation without this magic of the internet. So if it takes Sherman
unplugged. I can't. Man, okay. It felt great. That was my first time being unplugged, like totally. And it was absolutely phenomenal.
Okay. So we're going to talk about why boot camps, guys. Who are we trying to meet that isn't met maybe by our CrossFit offering? What made us try it in the past? And you guys both have successful iterations, and we're going to talk about what makes them successful in a moment. But first, I want to talk about the philosophy of why. And we're going to start this one with Ryan, too.
Yeah. So probably a year and a half ago, I decided I wanted to go down the boot camp route. And my wife was the one that said that. And you know, we've been doing CrossFit for a very long time, and just started collecting data of the reason people either quit or didn't join our gym when they came in. And it was either intimidation, money, or they didn't want to lift heavy weights. And it was never anything else. It was one of those three reasons. And so I said, well, let's create a program that doesn't have the intimidation factor. It doesn't have quite as much cost, and it doesn't have as much heavy weightlifting. And we kind of came up with that boot camp route. And from there, about a year and a half ago, I didn't know what I was doing. We started it. I had this whole philosophy that CrossFit is the end all be all way to be fit. And so when I was doing that, we basically tried to program CrossFit Lite, and it wasn't very well received because we were just doing CrossFit movements that didn't include a barbell. And so we never really grew the program, but I just continued having it. And then over the years, it kind of evolved, and I, you know, started looking into different movements that are actual boot camp movements and not as CrossFit movements. And it's really taken off. I was talking to Sherman before we were on the call, and I told him we've added 23 new members in the last 2 months for our boot camp.
That's amazing, man. So, hey, Sherman, did you ever try calling your boot camp CrossFit Lite? Because I did, and it was abysmal. They still see the word CrossFit and think it's just CrossFit.
No, I haven't. And, you know, something I don't even know if I have talked to you about this before, Coop. So back, man, it was 2012 when I was first starting out, or maybe we first moved to our first small location, about 800 square foot place. We had a boot camp, right? Listen to this. We had a real boot camp, no barbells. It was, we were renting space from them, this gymnastic center in town. And we had about 35 women in this program, right? So sort of like, you know, Ryan could probably attest to this. I thought that CrossFit was the end all be all. So after we ran it successfully for 3 to 4 months, I was like, I'm tired of this back and forth. So I just said, hey, ladies, either you're going to do CrossFit or the boot camp. You can imagine that most of them quit, you know. That was about 5 years ago. So we had a boot camp going. And then we sort of just got away from it over the years, just building up the business the right way and all that type of stuff. But yeah, no, to answer your question, I've never called it CrossFit Lite or anything like that.
Ryan, you're a big thinker, man. Like off the top of your head, why don't people want to do CrossFit Lite but would sign up for like a boot camp?
The name. So I don't call ours boot camp. I don't ever say the word boot camp in ours. We call it Reboot because we created a different program that combines boot camp and CrossFit, but they're scared of CrossFit and they think boot camp is something that you do in the park with nothing. So we created a word that kind of sounds like boot camp to let them know that it's different from CrossFit, but it's honestly, it's the fear of CrossFit. You know, the word CrossFit is very, very intimidating for that type of people. It has this this price point that's on it. And, you know, us saying that we have our own basically proprietary program that is Reboot, it's different from CrossFit and it's not a boot camp. And so that's what brings them in.
That's really interesting. You know, and mine was called Average to Awesome in the spring. Sherman, what are you calling yours?
Currently, our boot camp that we're getting ready to start is called Revive. But we've run others before. And one of our biggest ones was Summer Shred that we ran basically all summer, started at late spring. We had huge success with that. And it definitely had something to do with the name. Like, definitely, you know. That name is vital because, like Ryan's saying, the ton of people that want to walk through our doors and do this CrossFit type of working out, they don't want to deal with the, you know, the stuff that they're afraid of, whatever that is, for various reasons, you know. So having that, you know, having the correct name is key, I think.
Okay. And, you know, Nick Willie is watching, and his program, GBA, is short for Guns, Buns, and Abs. And that is also a super popular program that he runs about 3 times a year. Just sticking with philosophy here for a moment. Like, I'm an Old Testament CrossFitter. You know, Greg Glassman came down off the mountain. He handed me these stone tablets. And anyway, my goal is always to get people from average to awesome into CrossFit. But I might be wrong there, guys. What do you think?
From my experience, we're actually seeing about 70% retention rate in our Reboot class where they just stay there. You'll have another 30% that will trickle over into CrossFit or want to be able to do both. But, you know, honestly, the people that are looking for this type of program, that's all they're looking for. And they're never wanting to do more than that. But typically, like I said, it's a 70-30% ratio for us. You'll have some that will say, all right, now I want to take it to the next level. I'm not as intimidated by that barbell anymore. But the general population, for what we're seeing, they're wanting to stay in that reboot type program.
Yeah, I would say that. So our program is not, our programs are barbell-less programs. They really weren't designed to be a quote unquote feeder program, sort of like Ryan saying. We let the clients make the decision. You know, I don't care how they stick around Dynasty CrossFit, whether they want to lift a heavy barbell or they want to boot camp. Like, I don't care. I just want to help them get better, faster, stronger, you know. Of course, you know, us being diehard CrossFit, you know, coaches and athletes, that type of stuff, everyone thinks that, you know, CrossFit is the end all be all. But we're seeing as we grow and expand our thinking as business owners, as, you know, trainers, there's quite a few ways to get in great shape. And I think that this is sort of the next step for us affiliate owners to offer a program that's going to get them in the door. And it may not be exactly what we would do, but it's what they want. It's going to help them get better, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I think I want to spend 2 or 3 minutes on the programming. But then the really interesting part here is that even though all three of us have had fairly successful boot camps in the past, we've all promoted and filled them in very different ways. And some of those ways are mutually exclusive. Like Facebook didn't work for somebody, but it worked really well for somebody else. So we're going to talk about that too. Let's talk about programming. Ryan brought up that boot camp exercises, doing the air quotes here, are very different from CrossFit exercises. What do you mean by that?
It's funny you asked. You know, we're actually working on trying to create a programming or put out our programming for people to use, because not many people understand, you know, the difference between boot camp and CrossFit programming. You know, we look at boot camp and, or we look at CrossFit and we're like, oh, well, boot camp movements, burpees and air squats and push-ups. Well, those are great, but think about the general population that's coming in for a boot camp. They probably have never worked out before. They're typically overweight. They typically have no core stability and strength and a lot of, you know, just muscle imbalances. And so we work a lot on focusing on perfecting that hollow position, perfecting, you know, just the basics of looking what a push-up position should look like, where you're in that push-up position, but you're still moving your body, where we're in a good push-up position doing mountain climbers. But we want the hands underneath the shoulders, not in front of the head. You know, stuff that's going to get the heart rate up where you can work as hard as you want. It's going to challenge the elite athletes because they're going to go harder and faster and more intense. And the people that are new, they're going to be able to slow their pace down a little bit, but still get as much out of it as they're able to produce.
So Ryan, you know, sticking with these non-barbell movements, do you find that there's still enough to coach in these bootcamp movements that you'll still be teaching people 3 years from now?
Yeah. And that's the funny thing is, you know, everyone hears boot camp and they're like, well, I can charge a lot less because the coaching's less. Honestly, I think our boot camp coaching is probably more intense than what our CrossFit coaching is, because these people are coming with much lower level of baseline strength and knowledge typically. And so we want to make sure that they're staying safe, that they're going to be able to continue moving for 3, 5, 10 years down the road, not just, oh, we're getting you a really high intensity workout for 20 minutes. So it's focusing on the foundations and the techniques of, you know, when you're in a push-up position, you're not letting your shoulder blades come together. You're pressing the spine to the ceiling so that you're not hurting the shoulder, shoulder girdle. It's just little things like that. Focusing on a wall sit. Why are we doing a wall sit? Because it's engaging the glutes in your squat. Now, when you squat, you're not going to have the knees coming forward and having pressure and pain on the patella tendon where you're reaching back and using more of the posterior chain. So just a lot of little things like that, that us as CrossFit coaches, that's too small for us to think about because we're trying to, you know, perfect some of these other higher skilled movements. But in reality, we would go backwards and say, hey, we want to focus on the basics. Our CrossFitting is going to be a lot better.
That's really interesting. Do you have the same coaches doing reboot and doing CrossFit coaching?
I do not. I have one coach that coaches our reboot, and he is the only coach for that reboot program because he actually is the best coach in my gym and the most knowledge in my gym and has been doing personal training, CrossFit. He was a CrossFit head coach for 7 years, been to regionals, and he only does my reboot program. He is very specific on who he takes in for mentoring them to take over other class coaching with him. But none of my CrossFit coaches coach reboot. None of my reboot coaches coach CrossFit. They're completely separate because it's completely separate terminology and movements that we're doing.
Wow, that is super interesting. Sherman, how's the programming compare between like Summer Shred or Revive and a CrossFit class?
Yeah, so our sort of like what Ryan was touching on, I've heard in different areas that people say, you know, you could charge a little bit less if you, you know, if you're not using barbells. And that's specifically tailored to the CrossFit community. Like what we do is very, very high value. And I think that a lot of people really don't understand that. So it's easy for them to say, oh, well, take out the barbell, then class is easy. But no, like Ryan's saying, most of these people that are walking through our doors, they don't know anything. They cannot move well. They do not move well. So your coach is actually working more with someone that's coming in off the street. No, you know, if they don't do a prep course, they're not really prepared to go in, into these classes. And we're giving them, like Ryan said, something basic. You know, they're gonna do 30 air squats even in the warm up. You know, these people are having to sit down before we even get moving, before we even doing the workout. The type of movements, there's definitely some parallel between the CrossFit. You know, like we don't have mutually exclusive movements for boot camp and mutually exclusive movements for CrossFit. You know, there's some definitely no barbell, but there's other movements that'll sort of work with both programs. But our big thing here at Dynasty is the movement quality, right? Anyone can move fast, right? You know, if you do crappy movement, it doesn't matter. My coaches, they really, really hone in on that movement quality because we can get them moving well. We know that they're going to, like Ryan was saying, that they're going to stick around. They're going to be able to move 5-10 years down the road. So our big thing that we really focus on is the movement quality and the programming. They're just different. Like Ryan said, ours isn't a CrossFit light, right? We don't have them doing, you know, only bodyweight CrossFit moves. They're not doing handstand pushups and, you know, that type of stuff, right? These are different movements for this type of crowd.
So with different movements is probably going to come a different coaching skill set. And Ryan, you mentioned that your reboot guy used to be a CrossFit coach. So if you're looking at, okay, I've got to train this person to be a reboot coach instead of a CrossFit coach, what are you doing differently or what personality type is different?
Typically what we're looking for in that is someone a little more compassionate, somebody that's not as much of a, I don't want to say a drill sergeant, but they're going to be more understanding that somebody can't do a specific movement, but they're also going to have a lot more knowledge on how the human body works as far as previous injuries, anatomy, mobility, because those are going to be more of the issues coming into your reboot than your CrossFit. Because from what I've seen, the people, when we bring them in and we ask them, well, what are you looking for? The people that are just looking to be healthy and fit, we send them in a reboot. And those are the ones that have never done anything before. Typically, the people that come in and say they want to do CrossFit, they've been an athlete before, or they've weightlifted before. So they already know a little bit about how their body works. And so, you know, I want someone that knows how to prepare the human body, how to scale certain movements because they have an injury or a muscle deficiency, and just know a little bit more about that before we throw them into more of, you know, the CrossFit realm.
That is very interesting because, you know, as Sherman said earlier in the episode, most people would say, oh, boot camp is cheaper to run because you don't need the qualifications in your instructors. But you're saying the opposite, that you're more likely to get a higher risk clientele into like reboot than you would in CrossFit.
100%. I mean, my guy that coaches our reboot class, like I said earlier, he is by far the most decorated and, you know, scholarly person we have on our staff. And it's because he can work with such a wide range of people that have never moved their body ever before. And so, you know, we're coming with core instabilities, we're coming with tight backs, we're coming with bad knees, and, you know, he's able to work with them.
That's super interesting. Sherman, what separates your, you know, Summer Shred and Revive program instructors from your CrossFit instructors?
So we currently have two coaches that coach pretty much our Summer Shred, our Revive programs. Like Ryan said, I want my coaches, I think they really have to be understanding, slow to get bothered and stuff, because this is a totally different crowd than the quote unquote CrossFit crowd that was coming through our doors 3 years ago. You know, people that walking in 3 years ago, they want to do CrossFit. Like, I see this crazy stuff on TV, you know, I want to climb the walls, you know, climb the rope, jump over the building, that type of stuff. these people that are coming in, like, they want to get in shape, they want to have fun, and they want to be able to, you know, do this for 4, 5, 6 years, you know, like, they want the longevity. So we really emphasize with our coaches that this is totally different than the CrossFit classes, right? Programming is not only different, but the way that you're going to coach these classes are going to be totally different as well. You know, so we've had a ton of success the last 18 months with various quote unquote boot camps, 6 week type programs. And we figured out a lot because we started running them. You know, we were running them as sort of as, even though we weren't calling them CrossFit Lite, you know, 18 months ago, they probably could have been considered CrossFit Lite, you know? So we definitely figured out a lot these last 18 months.
So I want to ask about that challenge mindset. Like you guys, we've run 6 week challenges at Catalyst too, and I've noticed that a lot of the people who come into these 6 week challenges are super, super fired up. And you tend to think at the end, like, oh, these people are joining for sure. They love it. But their mindset is, I'm going to find the next challenge. Ryan, what's your experience been with like offering Reboot in shorter recurring intervals?
So when I originally started way back a year and a half ago, that's how we started it with the 6 week challenges. And what we found was we had a huge turnover and we had a high rate of people that do 6 weeks and then leave. And that's not what we're trying to build. We're trying to build a foundation for people to stay for, like we said, 3, 5, 10 years. And so that's why we switched it. And, you know, now we offer it as it's a program. It's literally the same as CrossFit. We have it just about the same amount of days and just about the same amount of class times as CrossFit. And I was talking to Sherman earlier, Reboot's going to have more members by December than our CrossFit has, just because there's more people looking for that program.
No kidding. We are going to ask you a lot of hard questions about how you promote that. Sherman, what do you think? You know, does it help to have that kind of recurring program first before you lock it into a program that runs forever?
Yes. So like I said, 18 months, we've been running 6 week programs. You know, some of them were back to back to back, but we would run 6 week program, take off 4 weeks, run another 6 week program. Like you were talking about earlier, there are some people that specifically want 6 weeks and that's all they want, you know, probably at the time, maybe they'll come back 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road. There are some people that want, but I think that really getting them, you know, getting them through the door with the 6 weeks is a great way to sort of get it started. Because once you get them in the door, we have 6 weeks. You're going to see these people 3 times per week for the most part. You know, you get them in, you let them see the value. You really knock them off with the type of service that they've never received anywhere else, you know, and then you can have that conversation 5 weeks in about sort of the next step. Everyone that knows me knows that I enjoy the quote unquote selling part of it, but a lot of times there's not a lot of selling that needs to be done if these people have been coming to classes consistently, right? We'll have 6 week programs. People are committed. They're coming, you know, 3 times a week. They're changing their eating just a little bit over the 6 weeks. And then you have someone that hasn't moved in 2, 3, 4, 5 years or even longer. Now they've lost 12 pounds in 6 weeks, right? Now they're motivated, right? They don't want to stop. They know they're not going to do it on their own. So then you give them the next step. Hey, the next step is we have another 6 week challenge starting Monday, or we have another 6 week challenge starting 2 months from now, and you can get in, you know, you can guarantee your spot. But I think starting off 2 week programs is a great way to sort of get people in the door and sort of test out the market, you know, so you can figure some things out, or it's just in your face every single day on a recurring basis, you know?
I get it. So it does start to become a habit, but what brings them in is, you know, the finite quality of it. It's going to end in 6 weeks. Yep. So let's get into here a little bit, guys. So Ryan said he's got almost as many members at Eternal doing Reboot as CrossFit. Ryan, how often do you run these Reboot classes? Is it on the same schedule? Let's start with that.
So when we were starting our Reboot, we tried to figure out what our most popular class times were, which for us, it's 5:30 and 6:30 p.m. So we started with offering Monday through Friday, 5:30, 6:30 p.m. Those quickly grew and we started having morning requests. So we now have 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, and also a noon Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have a Saturday and a Sunday. So we have about 21 or 22 classes a week. As this program keeps growing, it's going to have more classes. And it's literally just going to rival CrossFit with the amount of classes that it has based on the amount of people.
So let's say that you were starting, Ryan, from scratch and you didn't have the space to run two things at once. Where would you place your first bootcamp or reboot classes or revive or whatever?
I would look at doing it at the most popular class time, because that's when you're going to reach the most amount of people, and do it outside in your parking lot, because you want them to come to your space, but you also need them to, you need to reach them at a time, you know, and right now your most popular time might be 5:30 PM. Well, that means those people have other friends that want to do that program at that same time. So, you know, that's where we started.
Wicked smart. Sherman, what advice would you give to somebody who's just running, you know, Summer Shred for the first time on scheduling?
So what we did, just chose off times that were a little slower, right? So we sort of did the opposite of what Ryan did, and we've had huge success with it. We basically chose some times in the morning, you know, the 5, 6 a.m. That may be a little early for the boot camp. So we picked like a, like that's been a great, you know, that's been a great class for us. And then, you know, we have so much going on during our 5:30, 6:30 hour, you know, 5:30 is always going to be 5:30. 6:30 is always going to be 6:30. So we were like, we don't want to put anything in that rec, you know, quite yet. So we actually chose 7:30 in the evening. To my surprise, you know, that class has been absolutely huge, right? That's a little too late for me. I personally didn't like that time slot, but I was like, all right, we'll give it a try. I remember talking to my coach, said, we'll give it a try. You know, 4 or 6 weeks, if it's not working, we're going to, you know, we're not going to run our challenges at this time. Again, the great thing about it is we ran challenges first to sort of test out various time slots. And once we figured out the ones that work, those are the ones that we always ran our challenges on, you know? So that's the way we did it.
That is brilliant. And maybe that's another great argument for running like a challenge-based program first, is so that you can test out these time slots and see what's going to work best. So one of the things that you brought up was projection, and you projected onto the clients that nobody's going to want to come at 7 o'clock at night because, you know, you and I are tired by then. Let's talk about pricing. A lot of CrossFit coaches and box owners price their boot camps, reboots, revives cheaper than CrossFit because they project lower value to the client because without the barbell, yada, 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 right? Ryan, what's your philosophy on pricing reboot?
So I run them in 45-minute classes. You know, when we do CrossFit, typically we'll have a strength component and we'll have a Metcon. Then that's what comprises our 60 minutes of class. You know, in our reboot, we don't have a strength component. We have a little bit of extra Metcon. So we run them in 45-minute classes. 45 minutes is 75% of 1 hour. Coaching is exactly the same. Equipment's the same. Space is the same. I price it 75% less, and that's what I tell them when they come into the class. So if CrossFit's $100 a month, example, obviously, then reboot would be $75 a month because it's 45-minute classes rather than an hour.
Very interesting. Sherman, what do you think?
So all of our boot camp classes have been an hour. And so when we run our challenges, for instance, our 6-week challenges 3 times per week, we normally price those at $299. And then now when we're going to have an ongoing thing, our prices are going to be the exact same price as our cross membership, right? Exact same. There'll be no difference for us. Classes will be an hour. They'll be getting coached for the hour. So our pricing will be the exact same as our normal CrossFit membership. So that way, you know, they'll strictly be choosing what they want, really, you know, not on price per se. It'll be the program that we think is going to best fit. And then we go from there, you know?
Okay. So just for reference, Sherman, like what is the equivalent price that they would be paying for CrossFit for 3 times a week or whatever?
Okay. So basically our challenges, like I said, it was 3 times a week for 6 weeks, $299. So they were paying about $16.61 for the challenges, right? They're paying about $16.61 for the challenges per class. And then for our CrossFit, if they're coming 12 times per month, so that's 3 times per week, they're going to pay less because we charge, for us, 3 times per week is $190 per month. So that breaks down to about $15.83 per class. So I always tell them they're actually going to, you know, once they start continuing, it's going to be a little cheaper for them to stick around per class, right? It's going to be a little bit cheaper per class. So, but that's the way we price ours.
Okay. So one of the best explanations I heard on this, you know, from a larger, I'm going to call them a chain now. Originally, they were all CrossFit affiliates. the way that they explain it is they have a 30-minute class, a 45-minute class, and a 60-minute class. And the membership for those classes is exactly the same as CrossFit because the client is getting the exact same value. And the way the founder explained it was, we don't scale by intensity, we scale by complexity. And if you're in our 30-minute class, you're still going to get a great workout. You're still going to achieve your goal, but you're not going to snatch because you don't need that much complexity to reach those goals. So if you're pitching this and you decide, you know, here's what I want to charge, it's the same as my CrossFit rate, that could be some of the mindset that you want to have.
That's exactly why we did a 45-minute class, because we needed a lower price point, because we're in a college town. I have a ton of college students, and where my gym is, it's very low income. And so one of our main concerns was price point. Well, we're going to offer you the same kind of program, the same coaching, the same results, just at a lower price point so we can reach more people.
That actually makes a ton of sense to me. Instead of a student discount, we're going to have a 45-minute less complex class that costs a bit less. Absolutely. So let's talk about promotion here. Just for those who are not part of the Two Brain family, first thing I want to do is just say, like, marketing is, you know, the process that gets people to your door. Sales are what happen after that, right? You're going to hear us be using the term marketing and sales back and forth, but we're not using it interchangeably. It's important to understand that. When we started promoting Average to Awesome, most of my process was related to sales. I had an email list. We went back to that email list. And I think 11 of the 14 people who signed up in the first day came from that email list. The rest came from marketing after that. And that's part of the affinity marketing plan. Now, Sherman's going to talk about Revive here because he is huge on sales. Sherman, tell us about Revive. How many people are signed up for it? How far in advance? All of it.
Yeah. All right. So again, we've been running 6-week challenges for the last 18 months or so. We had huge success with them. And one day I was sitting here doing some CEO time thinking, man, like, there's a group of people that we are missing out on, right? We've been filling up these challenges for the last 18 months with from anywhere, you know, 15 to 30 people signing up to do these 6-week challenges. I was thinking there has to be a way that we can get these people in the gym on a more permanent basis, right? So I was thinking, why don't I create a program that's going to do just that, right? That's going to be around permanently. They'll be able to come to the gym consistently, and I don't have to give them another quote unquote sales pitch, right? I don't have to add sort of that buying decision. You know, once they start going, they'll just, like, they're just in it like our regular member. And if they want to cancel, you know, they can go through that process as well. So I basically decided I was going to do Revive, you know, came up with the name Revive. And we were finishing up this summer, I want to say the end of June, we were finishing up. We just happened to be running three or four, not just happened, we planned. We were finishing up 3 or 4 6-week challenges. So we had 45, 60 people in the gym, additional people in the gym that normally weren't there because they were there specifically for the challenges, right? These weren't my CrossFit members. So I basically rolled it out to them at first. I was like, hey guys, you know, we're not running another challenge for a while, because I already had some of them asking, hey, when's the next challenge? I was just sort of over the challenges for the time being. So I was like, hey, we're not going to run another challenge. We're going to start a program specifically for you guys. Program is going to be pretty much the same. It'll be a little better, of course. And you're going to do it monthly. If you want to cancel, you know, I told them the way that works, so they aren't locked into, you know, 6-12 month contract, anything like that. So once we sort of rolled that out, like I said, that was the end of June. We gave them the start date, which was going to be August 5th. It's going to be our big grand kickoff, which is the idea that I borrow Nick Willie, because I saw that he had some success with that. So I was like, all right, that's going to be our kickoff date. And we created this stuff. We create the hype around it. And then people just slowly, surely start signing up, right? We weren't running huge Facebook ads, or we were definitely doing some emails and stuff like that. First, we had 10 people. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, this is good. Maybe we can get some more people. We had 20 people. I'm like, damn, all right, this is better than I thought. Then we had 30, then we had 40. Now we're at about 50. You know, we have 50 people sign up for the program that begins this upcoming Saturday, right? So we haven't even started this program. These are all new people, right? These are my regular CrossFitters. Some of these people were in 6-week challenge before. Some of them saw their friends sign up for it on Facebook, and now they came in. So, you know, we'll finish at right around 50, 55, quote unquote, founding members for this program. It's been crazy, though. It's been a ton of work. You know, I don't think that there is one thing that I could say that to do it. Of course, I can't tell you exactly what to do to get you 50 people in one day. That's impossible. But I think it's a culmination, and Ryan, you can correct me. I think it's a culmination of doing the right things over and over and over. And then we have all these followers on social media and on our email list. And we basically just created a program that struck home with them, right? They let me know that these people had been wanting to be around the gym on a more permanent basis, but we didn't have the right program for them, even though I thought the CrossFit program was right for them, you know? So, like I said, we started Revive in, you know, a few days, and we have about, you know, I had 50 people signed up already.
So tell me a little bit more about this founders program, because I don't want anybody to think like, oh, he's giving them discounts to sign up in advance, right? What incentive is included in the founders program?
Yeah, so you know, we're not giving out any discounts. So we basically had a founders special. All this stuff can be found in the incubator program. But instead of us having our three price options from the beginning, we basically started off with a total membership, which gave 20 classes per month. So it's total membership, 20 classes per month at $200, right? Basically 5 classes per week. And then they also had a wellness package, which included the 20 classes per month, but you also got the monthly ongoing nutrition coaching, right? So we had two options for our founders. We had the $200 per month for the total package or $265 for the wellness package, right? Those are the only options that they have, right? So people were just deciding what works best for them, right? Do you want the additional nutrition coaching to really guarantee those results basically? Or do you want to start off a little slowly? You know, you don't want to overwhelm yourself. You just want to get into a consistent routine of working out. And what I was doing, you know, since it was a special, I know that most people are only going to come 3 days per week, right? I assume that you're getting a quote unquote deal, right? Not getting a discount. You're definitely getting a deal, but you don't have to try to rearrange your schedule so you can come into the gym 5 days a week, 5 days per week. That's really not feasible, right? You have that option where some weeks, maybe you have a great week, you come in 5 days, but most weeks we know that you're only going to be here 3 days per week. So you're just getting a little more bang for your buck, but we need you here 3 times per week. Just like, you know, if they are already in a challenge, we told them to basically keep their same workout times and consistently come. But if they're brand new, I basically sat down with them and told them 3 days a week is where we need you. I know you have 5 and you can use those if you can, but 3 days per week is sort of the magic number because that's what most of my regular CrossFit members do. And I just know that's sort of that sweet spot to open them up to, you know, doing other things as well that can help their fitness and health long term. You know, 5 days per week is not the best move for most people if they're eating like crap continually every day, right? I would much rather see them in here 3 days per week and killing it with their nutrition, you know? So yeah, they basically only had two options. They had the total, the $200 per month or the $265 per month. After Saturday, everything goes to our normal rates, which will be 12 times per month at $190. The total 20 classes per month for $220, and then the wellness package will be $280.
Okay. So I think, Sherman, like as far as meeting new people, you know, you're going to have 50 people in here who are not your current members. That's incredible. What I see from you a lot is presence. So you are constantly putting out content. You're constantly on Facebook, Facebook Live. You're putting out stuff through your gym page, but also through your personal page. You've got good lead magnets on your site. What am I missing? You know, is it just that like, oh, you're Sherman, that's why people are signing up? Or is there kind of a method to all of this?
No, it's because he's Sherman.
No.
I believe it, but I hope not.
So I definitely think that my personality has a little to do with it. I'm not going to deny that, like whatever that is, whatever that means, you know. But there's a ton of stuff that I do on the back end. Like you're saying, Coop, I mean, I'm always trying to put out content. We're always posting pictures on our Facebook page. And you guys can go look at our Facebook page. You know, we don't even post pictures of people snatching and all that type of stuff. We're posting pictures of them hanging out, joining the gym, having a good time, because we want everyone to see our members as regular people like they are, right? Everyone, people that aren't in our gym, they see these CrossFit people as a totally different beast, right? They see the, you know, they're thinking they're going to walk through the doors and they're going to have CrossFit Games type activities going on, right? But when they see their friend Julie, who's 50 pounds overweight in here, having a great time, posting about it, that type of stuff, that goes a long way. So we really try to put out not only content, but the right content, right? We definitely emphasize that. And also, there's a ton of back-end work from email marketing, you know, with MailChimp. Personally, I go through our leads, people that have been in, you know, we go through those. We're personal messaging them on Facebook. We're sending them cards. We're sending them Facebook videos. You know, there was one time I sat down for about an hour and just created as many videos as I could. You know, I sat here at my desk. Hey, Chris Cooper, we miss you at Dynasty, buddy. Or if you've never been in, hey, Chris, I know you stopped in a while ago. I would love to have you in the gym. How's your fitness going? Reach out if you have any questions. I'm here for you. You know, 15-second video. And of course, sometimes people don't respond, but you'd be surprised at the responses that you get when you take, you know, for us, yes, I had to take an hour out of my day, but, you know, I touched probably 30 people that day, you know, and I, you know, if you're looking at it from a financial standpoint, I can say that hour was well spent, you know, from the type of response that I got from spending an hour creating personal videos for people.
Yeah.
There's definitely a ton of additional work.
Call that marketing, call it sales. But if we look at the ROI on that time, your ROT score, it was well worth it. And I think a lot more affiliates can really learn from what you just said, man. You know, we're about to hear some stuff from Ryan about Facebook marketing. It's really, really sexy, super tempting to go down that road. But the biggest opportunity is the free opportunity, which is call people, send them text videos, you know, whatever. So thanks for that. Okay, Ryan. So I've been kind of like building you up here because I know you're having a lot of success with Facebook ads right now. Why don't you tell us about how you're getting people into Reboot?
First off, I hated Facebook ads. Thought they were the worst thing. Hundreds of dollars into Facebook ads to get $0 in return. And so I stopped doing Facebook ads probably for the past 6 months. I watched your Facebook module. I studied it. I probably spent 3 weeks watching it over and over and over again and just making sure that I knew everything to do. Recently, all I've done, and you keep building up this huge temple of what I've done, and it's very easy because I listened to what you said. All I've done is I've gone onto our Facebook or onto our website. I've used the Facebook pixel for anybody that's visited my website over the past 30 days. And this is probably not even the correct way to do it, but this is what I've done. And all I've done is a no sweat intro to come in and just check out our gym. Just a Facebook ad, $5 a day for 3 days, change the picture, $5 a day for 3 days, change the wording, $5 a day for 3 days. I just posted this morning that I had a recent Facebook ad I spent $15 on. I signed up 6 no sweat intros from that Facebook ad. We had 11 new members because some of them didn't even do a no sweat intro. And I just want them to come into my facility. Once they get into my facility, I'm going to help them decide the program to go down rather than try and decide if they need to have boot camp or CrossFit or whatever it may be. I like to ask them questions to know what their goals are, what's their previous experience, what are they like doing, and then I put them in a program. So it just kind of helps them be set up for success a little better rather than choosing and thinking that they want CrossFit, but when in reality they want Reboot and need Reboot, and that's going to help them receive the benefits that what they're looking for.
I love it, man. So you've got a combination there of the prescriptive model. You're telling them what they want. And your Facebook ads are just getting them to that conversation, right?
That's all it is. And you know, me and my Reboot coach talk all the time. It's like, if we just get them in front of us, I'm a huge, huge numbers guy. I'm completely opposite of Sherman. Sherman's the personality. And I'm really just numbers behind the scenes. And I hire people that have the personality because I'm probably one of the least compassionate people, and I'm working on it, but I just, I have no emotion. And so, you know, I look at all numbers, and when I start looking at numbers, our sales rates are about 90 to 95% success rate when someone comes in and sits down and talks to us. So all I've got to do is get them in front of us. Once they come in front of us and see what we're doing, they're pretty much going to sign up. So all I've got to do is get them in the door. Once they're in the door, they're in.
Okay. What about those Facebook ads is attracting people to the no sweat intro? Like, how are you phrasing that, Ryan?
It's I'm thinking as a client. So we as gym owners, we use a lot of, you know, the words that we know. And I'm trying to use the buzzwords that they tell me when they come into their No Sweat intro. So what do they say? I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to burn fat. I'm trying to tone up. I'm scared of this. So I just ask them that question. Are you scared of CrossFit? Great. Come in for a No Sweat intro and let us tell you how we can help you outside of CrossFit. Do you want to tone up? Great. Well, we have a couple programs that can help you. Just come in for a No Sweat intro and we'll show you around and see how we can help you.
That's great, man. It's almost like the stuff that you're saying is the stuff that most people are scared to say. And, you know, we talk about it among ourselves as affiliate owners. Oh, people are scared. But if they really are scared, then we should be saying to them, are you scared? Right? Yeah, I love it. I mean, you're using the exact language of the clients who should be coming to this program. And that's what's been successful. So we got a couple more questions, guys, but this has already been a very fruitful episode. I'm sure people are going to be very thankful for it. Let's talk about a couple of questions here from Nick. He said the biggest hurdle for him in the Guns, Buns, and Abs program is making sure that coaches believe in the program. How do you say to your coaches, I know you signed up to coach CrossFit, here is this other thing. What are you saying to them to make them really believe in it?
My guy isn't CrossFit, so he just does our reboot. And so he's so bought into that program. He's 4/9. So, you know, it's our normal 4/9 model we use in Two Brains. So he gets 4/9 of all the revenue. He knows the better job he does, the better his pay is going to be and the more people he's going to be able to reach. So it's real easy for me. He knows exactly what he's going to get paid and how much output he needs to do to get that.
Sherman, I know that your coaches coach CrossFit and Revive. What did it take to get them excited about coaching Revive?
Yeah, so when we try different coaches out in different challenges, again, we've been running the 6-week challenges for 18 months. So, you know, some coaches really enjoyed it. Some coaches were like, you know, whatever. But the big thing is that, you know, I was sitting down and asked them, like, you know, you're a coach. You're here to coach athletes. You're here to coach people, you know, however you want to call them. And a good coach can figure, you know, like they can figure it out. They can coach whatever needs to be coached. I had no kickback from my coaches when we started running these challenges. And then they were all on board when we started talking about Revive and all that type of stuff. As far as, wasn't seen as a quote unquote lesser program, anything like that. Right. Just an additional program that we have to touch more people. Like Ryan said, you know, we just have a program in place now where we can help more people. Right. The program is different. Yes. But we have, you know, like here we have barbell. Right. We have endurance specialty programs. Like, yes, you're coaching a sort of different way, but you're helping the athletes get better. So I didn't have much kickback, but I could see how that could be an issue in some gyms. You know, if they've only been doing CrossFit. And then they're starting a new program and, you know, it could be seen as a lesser program and that could definitely be an issue. But I haven't run into that issue at all with running our challenges and our ongoing stuff.
Okay, that's cool. Beef is asking a great question that I might have skipped before. And that is, Ryan, you brought it up that when you're starting out, the best thing to do is offer the camp or the Revive program or Reboot at the same time as your most popular class, but do it outside in the parking lot. How do you deal with weather issues?
You know, it's unfortunate and unexpected circumstances, but it's, you know, it's having the right team in place and thinking on your feet. You know, if you're only offering it 3 days a week or at a certain time, you can kind of look at what is your equipment that you're using. Can CrossFit and Reboot share the same space? But if it's at the point where you're so big that you really can't do it and you need space, it might be a time to upgrade and invest in your facility and get more space because it's going to pay off in the long run. And I am probably one of the stingiest with money, and it took me forever to actually bite the bullet. As soon as I expanded and you know, we doubled our rent to expand our facility, to have double facility, my Reboot doubled in size. And so it immediately paid off. It's just, if you build it, they will come if you really put your foot down and say, I've got to make it work. But, you know, you've just got to say, hey, what's the investment in my future?
Okay, that's pretty interesting. And we work through that math in the incubator so that we know when it is time to take the best job. Sherman, let's say that you were running an outdoor class and it started to rain. You know, you're in Florida. What do you do then? Do you cancel it?
No. We were in a much smaller space. Even here now at my space, we don't have a huge space. We have about 5,000 square feet. But there were times where we were running a CrossFit class, a specialty class, personal training going on. And then maybe we were running a 6-week challenge, right? So that 6-week challenge was outside for the most part. If it started to rain, like Ryan says, you know, everyone understands, all of my coaching staff, hey, we're a team. So they're going to come in and they're going to figure it out. Like, I don't have any issues with like, oh, well, you know, there's like they're invading on my space, that type of stuff. The coaches understand that if something comes up that we just can't plan for, like figure it out, right? Our clients, our athletes that are in the gym, they don't care if you do Monday's workout on Wednesday and vice versa, you know? They want to get a great workout. So if we need to mix things up to make it work, like that's what we do, right?
And
like,
Sherman, you know,
there's plenty of times, even here in my space now, we will run, you know, we may have two or three things going on. And if they're starting at the same time, we may run the warm up together, right? Maybe we'll play funnel tag together as a big group, you know, just little stuff to keep it exciting, interact with people they don't normally interact with. But like Ryan said, you have the right staff and people in place, that's going to be a non-issue, right? Everyone understands they can't stay outside in the thunder and lightning. So they have to come in and you make it work for 60 minutes and then you move on.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking that, what Sherman was saying, before we expanded, we had 3, 4, 5 classes going on at once. And, wow. You know, if it was raining outside, we would bring the reboot program in and look at the CrossFit WOD and say, well, how can we scale the CrossFit WOD to incorporate reboot? So we might switch movements up, but we'll all do it at the same time. Just, you know, you guys are going to be over here. You guys are going to be over here. And everyone's going to work out together. It just creates that good, you know, community.
Yeah. And, you know, all three of us have spoken before about doing that on purpose instead of just when we have to. Yeah, I really like that, guys. Has anyone tried, as a final question here, allowing people just to come into a regular CrossFit class and only do the Metcon portion and calling that a separate type of membership?
So I tried it. I didn't necessarily like it. I didn't try it as a membership, but I tried it as a different class offering. We called it our Express class. And we wanted to do it on the 45 minutes, and we wanted to do it at noon to grow that noon class so we could have business people come over on lunchtime. Those same business people had no problem staying after to get the strength work if they wanted to. So we said, you know what, instead of doing that, it's just as beneficial for us to have a regular CrossFit class. If they need a shorter class, that's when we have our reboot offering.
Okay, beautiful. And, you know, we've all gone down that road. So guys, I say that's where we end it. This has been a great, great conversation. Thank you, Sherman and Ryan. You guys are both leaders to the rest of us. We really appreciate it. If you have more questions, guys, you will find them in the Two Brain group, and you know they're more than willing to help you. Thanks. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by the Two Brain UK Summit, November 11th and 12th at Reebok CrossFit Thames in London, England. We are taking our famous summit on the road to Europe this fall, and we hope to see you there. November 11th and 12th, Reebok CrossFit Thames, the largest box in the UK. We're going to be there. Jason Williams is going to be there. Some other Two Brain mentors will join me. We'll have some coaches there. We'll have some special guests. You can sign up on our site, twobrainbusiness.com/summit.